Alrighty, AMA, as we do every single Wednesday at this time, you ask, or at least someone did, Facebook, Twitter, and the text line, we answer the questions. Now, this is one of those, I get the first question of the day today. John Ritchie, at 8:30, when we play Are You Smarter Than a 12th Grader, and I compete against 12th grader Sean, who will you be rooting for?
Oh, man. Well, the underdog. Oh.
Well, that's obviously Sean, the kid in this case. You're undefeated. Nope. You can't pull this. You're not the underdog anymore. You're 7-0 or whatever. Like, that is the opposite of the underdog.
I really should be losing,
but you're the favorite. It doesn't matter. Yeah. You're 7-0. You're the clear favorite in this.
Devin, to what
I know you love to be the underdog, you are the favorite.
If the kid loses, can I make fun of him?
I mean, 12th grade's old enough, I guess.
Yeah.
Like could be 18. Might be war eligible.
Probably 18-ish.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
War eligible?
Well, he's an incoming 12th grader, so he's probably 17. Well, he might be 18, but he's probably 17.
Maybe he had to do a grade twice.
He probably is. He's probably 17, though.
Yeah.
Regardless.
I'm smelling a kid that had to repeat 5th grade.
I'm making
fun of the kid today.
Here's what I hope.
Because you know what? He's driving in, listening with his parents right now. He's getting nervous knowing that they have her.
I hope the father comes with him and knocks you out if you do that.
Stop intimidating. He's under 18. You should not be intimidating.
No, he's had to do 5th grade twice.
He's a child.
Had to do it twice.
Had to do 5th grade.
This is outrageous. You should be embarrassed.
I am, actually.
Yeah.
No, I'll try to rein it in. We'll have some fun at 8:30 today with Are You Smarter Than a 12th grader. All right, Seltzer, what questions are we looking at today?
Let's get to probably the question that the most people ask, and in general, most people want to know. When is the tennis match happening now?
I don't know. I think we'll have that answer, if I had to guess, after today's show. We got to meet with said management that made the decision. I would very much think that it will be next week. I will be extremely disappointed if it's not next week. So I would guess mid next week is. I know Jack is off on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So we have an event tomorrow night. We got to get to Borgata. Then after that, my guess is we're looking, if I had to guess, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday of next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Check the weather.
But I don't know.
Check the weather beforehand,
sure.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
Thursday next week, we're looking at rain, so I would rule that out.
I would hope Tuesday or Wednesday.
So
I really, really hope.
Rain or...
I'm ready, guys. And if anything, nice. This gives him more time to circle the wagons and actually, I don't know, learn how to serve.
Oh, I agree. I think the delay helps Jack.
I know it does.
I agree. Yeah. All right. Richie. Yeah. From the text line, congrats, John. Have you started to think at all about planning the wedding? Do you have a general idea of the date you want to have it?
No. I only was focused on the date I wanted to propose because it was, I was told I had to wait a full year from July 25th.
I was told,
by
I
my
love
14-year-old
that.
Daughter. Who told you? Oh, your daughter.
My daughter, Mila.
That's great.
I waited the full year. That was my focus. I'm a one-track mind, so now I will move on to that next step. We will move on to that next step together. We haven't.
But 2026? I mean, not the next 5 months, right? 2026?
Yeah, I would guess.
You want a pretty big wedding?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I really have no idea.
It's really up to her.
Yeah.
It's what Alicia wants.
Yes.
Exactly.
I did
as
see that there were some questions about, like, we had talked about the proposal where I said I proposed on the beach. I proposed on the beach. That was our proposal.
Yep.
And then we did a photo shoot to, you know, immortalize everything. And that we put that online.
Very nice.
So that was that.
So people
was
could
the
see it if they want.
Yeah. So people could see what it looked like. But, that was, we were on the beach
nice.
Just for us.
So let me just say this. There's one thing more than anything else I'm looking forward to related to this wedding. Because it's going to put John in an uncomfortable spot.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
The extent to which he invites WIP people.
Mm.
So, like, I would hope we here on this show get the invite. I think it's merit. As long as you're not doing a 10-person wedding, because then that's a different deal. But if, like, you're having, like, people... Then it's us.
Sounds like the sounds like elopement is in our future.
Well, you could save a lot of you could save money. I'm like, does Jack Fritz get the invite?
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
These are interesting questions.
You know, and then how far do you have to keep?
Because again, I have not thought about anything except making sure she says yes.
Like our head of sales, Dave Scopinish. Does he marry Seltzer? Does Scope He's the head of sales.
What are you doing? You're putting John in an uncomfortable position.
Well, yes. This is called putting someone on blast, you know? Is what it's called.
John, you invite who you want to come to your wedding.
Yeah, as long as we're invited, who cares?
It's a little bit of a political thing at a certain age.
As long as we're invited.
You know? I've done it before.
the Elliot Shore Parks, does he get the invite? So these are the things. Like, you got the invite,
Elliot,
to his wedding.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. So that's, you know, you reciprocate.
The beauty of it all is it is a cooperative decision-making process, so I can't guarantee anything.
Love this. He's going to blame.
Smart answer.
He's going to blame Alicia.
I
love that.
I got to put
really
the blame
smart.
Squarely very on smart. Alicia.
Very smart. All right, James, let's do one more.
All right. Jack the Mike on Twitter says, if you could travel back in time to see or witness the recording of any music album in history, which album would you choose and why?
Oh, man.
No clue. I don't know.
Are you serious?
Know.
You're the worst.
Man,
I bet the album that the Battle Hymn of the Republic
maybe
was on.
Maybe Sublime. I like that one. That was a good one. Hang out with Bradley Nald before he died.
No.
Was that his name, Noel? That was Nald.
I could be wrong. I don't know. I thought it was
I like that guy. And then the dog, Lou Dog, I think that was the name. I'd hang out
they
with Lou
like
Dog.
They had fun.
I would
too much fun, but.
Side stage while they record that. James, John, what would it be for you?
I think the Unplugged stuff. From the 90s.
Like Nirvana?
It would be Nirvana Unplugged or Alice in Chains Unplugged. Probably Nirvana Unplugged.
I think you got it in Nirvana. That album is...
Yeah. Nirvana Unplugged, that's 1994. It was released November 1994. It was released posthumously. So Kurt Cobain had died like 7 months before that came out. Man, to be at that final... It was essentially like their final intimate concert. And to be there for that, for those 14 songs, oh my goodness. And then I'd try to secretly grab the guitar on my way out. Oh my gosh.
There you go. And that is AMA. All right, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on all we're discussing, including the tennis match postponed yesterday, the Phillies with the win last night. Good job, Lizardo. Trade deadline tomorrow at 6 o'clock. And Eagles, do you agree with John that this defense is going to be pretty good? I am certainly not ready to go there yet. I'm glad he said it. I'm hoping he's right. But, man, they did lose a lot. Let's go to Derek and Paoli. Derek, good morning.
Good morning. So, listen, the thing with the tennis real quick, it was hot, and I do work outside, but I feel like with all this trash that y'all was talking about being these great athletes, y'all should have played. Like, worried about people that going to be sitting out there watching it. Like, that was kind of...
So I will say, Derek, there is word going around town that our ability to provide critical analysis of athletes has been stripped from us. Because we did not step up as athletes in play. Like the idea of criticizing someone for not running hard to first or not making that tackle, that me and Jack have lost our right to have opinions. Now, I do not share this sentiment, but I know that word is matriculating through the Delaware Valley. It doesn't make us look good.
You remember when Jack ran that mile? It was a day just as hot as it was yesterday. He was out there running the mile. I ain't seen nobody coming out there telling him it was too hot. And he did a pretty good mile that day.
How about that? That is interesting.
I don't know.
That is so interesting.
I think the spectators thing took it to another level, though. I think the Eagles changing practice also.
Come on, man.
That's so weak.
I'm telling you this, Derek.
You know what happened when our show was over?
What?
We all walked out of the RV and stood there for 2 hours and watched the Philadelphia
Eagles. What a great point, John.
And no one passed
out. What a great point, John.
It's a great point.
Yeah, it really is. Hard to argue with that one right there.
How many 87-year-olds did you say?
I don't know. How many 87-year-olds are coming out to watch this tennis match?
I think the nursing home was coming out.
A misuse of whatever of power. It shouldn't have been canceled in my mind.
Look, Derek, it wasn't my call. All jokes aside, it was. I really wanted to play. I really did.
Y'all had a call in it, though. You and Jack both had some say, and you're going to put it on Rod and say,
that.
Oh, he said this. He
all
said
right,
that.
Here's what I'm going to say,
both
Derek.
Y'all the choice.
Here's what
y'all
I'm
going to
here's
let's what, postpone it.
Derek, here's what I'm going to divulge to you. Infer what you want with this. I can tell you that I told our big boss, David Yagaroff, in a text message, if I were you, I would cancel it. Well, I'm just, but.
And you got Rhea taking the blame here, meanwhile.
Because he's got a legal responsibility to make sure people don't, like, you know, die on his watch.
Trust me when I tell you there's a lot of shame right here.
All right, let's move on from that. So I actually agree with you when it comes, and I hate to, but I feel like we do have a little bit of Super Bowl-itis with the defense, only because we lost a lot, right?
Yeah.
We lost a lot. And if you go sit back and watch some games, like, I don't think it was Vic Fangio's actual schemes that was causing our defense to look like they did. They caused a lot of turnovers, like
touching
the ball
out and
stuff like that.
You know what causes our defense, Derek? It is so simple. What causes our defense to look the way it does? It's Jalen Carter up front taking two or three every single play, and it's Cooper DeJean being able to play linebacker, cornerback, safety, at blitz, drop, zone, man. His diverse skill set, Cooper DeJean, his ability to not be taken off the field, coupled with Jalen Carter up front always taking two defenders, that didn't go anywhere. That is what makes our defense great.
So you forget the game against Carolina. Well, what's his name? Adam Thielen, whatever. He made Cooper DeJean look just
But Derek, in a whole season, you're going to get got
experience.
You're going to get got at times. I mean, Cooper DeJean was great.
I'm just saying,
last year.
Our defense was good last year, but we lost a lot of people.
I agree.
And a lot of teams did move the ball on us, and we just got timely turnovers. So for us to just think that Vic Fangio is just going to can just plug and play all
I'm
these
telling
guys.
You, you can be excited know. About the way this defense looks early in camp. They showed the offense up.
All right, Derek, I need an answer from you. Scene with a non-athlete.
One thing I can think of was when Burt Reynolds, he was the coach in longest yard, and then they had him as a lead.
He was a professional athlete. Paul Cruz was an NFL player prior, so.
But in the movie, is it a scene with a non-athlete?
Burt Reynolds. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to.
Okay, I got you.
I mean, not really. Like, kind of.
Why not?
You've never seen Longest Yard? So
I actually have not.
He's a former NFL quarterback who goes to jail and then plays on the prison team.
Not a right
so
answer.
So never seen it?
Yeah, it's original with Burt Reynolds is great. Wow. You should watch it. It's a really best football scenes maybe in any movie ever. Like, the football looks real.
Up ahead, the Heat discussed by not one but two Eagles champions yesterday. They may have been thinking of me and Jack when they made their comments. What was John Fangio and Hurts both weighed in on the Heat. We'll get to that. Look, you're causing all these topics. Phil's win last night. Lizardo pitched really well. Salisbury on what the Phillies players want. And Vic Fangio, some unbelievable comments on Adoree Jackson. That and more. Phone calls and all of it on 94 WIP.
Ready for your dream Las Vegas vacation? Enter BetMGM's Your Legendary Vegas Getaway for the chance to win a customizable Las Vegas experience. It's easy to enter. Just sign up for a BetMGM account and download the app or log in. Then place your bets on your favorite sports to earn up to 25 entries. You can win a trip to Vegas that includes an MGM Grand Stay, travel accommodations, resort credit, and your choice of an exclusive sports, entertainment, or club experience. Score the Las Vegas trip of your dreams by entering BetMGM's Your Legendary Vegas Getaway. And you could be on your way to your perfect Vegas vacation. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly.